Right, welcome everybody to another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I am one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to our listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Love Island All-Stars UK Season 1, Episodes 2 through to 3, or Week 1, Chris. Now, Chris, where would you like to start today?
Well, Dave, we're back. Love Island, I've watched it this week. In some respects, it's been a strange week, I think. I don't know about yourself, but because we know a lot of the characters, and I said it in the first episode, and you know some of the quirks, some of the things that they brought last time, you sort of forget as well, like, about like people's personalities and different things. But I think I found it not boring or anything, because it's a different format, but I felt some of it's been a little bit same, but then some of it's been pretty good as well. I think they know the assignment, they know what they can do, but I suppose we better throw it in there, Dave, about Jake leaving before we get into the proper show. I mean, that there was no real build-up. He was in there for 3 days. It broke literally as we were recording episode one, so we mentioned it on that show. And then he goes and he's like, oh, a great time, blah, blah, blah. Dave, I've got to say, when he was talking to fucking Liberty, there was no tears. And she went, I'm like, you're not even crying. And then she went, all right, okay, yeah, see you later. And I'm like, you fucking, I've gone right off Liberty so far this week. I think she's fake as anything now. Really, she's as you would say, she's drinking the fucking Kool-Aid of the whole persona. The first time she was in, she was very innocent. She's very nice. She totally deserved to dump Jake after what he was doing. And she made a massive career and financial reward. But this week, I've really gone off her. And I just... it was just bullshit. And the fact that he left, I was like, well, fair enough. He's gone. He did the little Maya Jama interview. But I don't know. I don't know. It felt very off, if I'm being honest. It's been 3 days in any time to give a chance about you're going to be finding love. So I don't know what's happened there, Dave, at all.
It's a different dynamic. It's a different energy to the whole show, isn't it? Because you've got people who've been there, done it. You know, they're not... people who've come out, you know, who'd been cruising the local nightclubs or whatever, and then been the big fish in the small pond, and then come into Love Island, and it's, oh, let's grow my Instagram following. And then, you know, I can't remember what you said Liberty got for her first tweet when she got out, but you're 23 grand. You are talking a lot of money, aren't you? You are talking, it boggles my mind, you know, that you can get a few thousand, tens of thousands of Instagram followers and then get paid for that advertising. Because obviously when we grew up, you know, the only adverts you got were on like terrestrial TV and stuff. And so all of this kind of revenue, you know, you can see why people go in. But for the people coming back, they've already done that. And they've got the sort of talent agencies, or maybe their own personal agent as well, who's kind of... telling them, coaching them, you know, this is how I'd approach it and stuff. And I'm with you on Liberty. I honestly think she's done a few things where I just think, I think I said it in our episode one, it feels to me like she's going to play up to that public persona of herself. And we all know that every human being you're quite nuanced, aren't you? You're not just one thing, but it feels to me like she is just absolutely going to play to that thing. She's trying to cozy up to Mitch because she knows he's a messy fucker, you know, which is his persona that he's playing up to as well. And, you know, it just, I felt like with Jake and Liberty, I felt there were, you know, those real moments, you know, they haven't spoken, which is probably not great, is it? Because let's face it, it's not like, you know, Jake was like Charlie Manson or something. He was acting like a right knob.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's it. And, you know, he is older. To me, he came off as a bit more mature. I mean, it's not like a straight line how you mature, is it? You know, especially at that age. And I remember us saying in that season that it was ridiculous that all of the lads were so young. You know, yeah. They're all like early 20s, and you've got girls coming in who, like, you know, 30, you know, in late 20s, and I can't remember if there was any, I'm sure someone was 30, but, and you're like, well, why would you pair those up? You just after different things for life. And again, that's me clinging to that nonsense that they're in there for the right reasons. But when Jake would say stuff and, you know, Liberty would wince and whatever, and they're both saying the words, you know, about, you know, oh, yeah, it's fine, you know, you crack on and whatever. And obviously Maya Charmer asked Jake, you know, is there anything to do with Liberty? He's like, no, you know, we're getting great and stuff, you know. Didn't say I don't hate her at that point. But I just feel like, yeah, it probably is just a bit uncomfortable. And he thinks, you know what? Don't really need this, you know. I already do the I've got a booking, you know, it's Bournemouth fucking seaside resort or something, and it's nightclub at midnight, you know, give out some free t-shirts or whatever, you know. So I just think that he just decided he'd had enough and didn't need that, and it was absolutely to do with Liberty. He was saying that, you know, no one's come in for him. When has that fucking stopped anyone from hanging around Love Island? Look at Anton.
Yeah, true. Fucking brilliant. And I think you're right. I mean, look, for him financially, this is probably the worst thing he could have done, Dave. But I don't fucking know. I mean, I was speaking to someone the other day who does, like, I actually speak to someone who does agency stuff for, you know, reality TV stars.
Mm-hmm.
And even people off MAFS, there's a lady off MAFS who she represents, and money is just rolling in, Dave, and he wasn't even a prominent figure on MAFS. And I'm thinking, is this true, though? You know, but apparently so. Appearances, presenting things. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just getting back in the public zeitgeist. That Adam fucking, what was he called? Adam Collard. He said he only went last time in Love Island because he needed to buy a second gym. Yeah. And bought it, so he went for all that shit. So I don't know, but I'll tell you what, Dave, leading on to this week, I have been fucking, I don't know, this Callum and Molly thing, which dominated obviously the cliffhanger for episode one, episode two, and it went all the way through the week. And I don't know, Dave, there's something just completely off with this, isn't there? I mean, he picked her, and then Molly's picked him, she's kissed Chris. I think Chris was a bit of a sneaky move, but I think he'd had a little bit of producer nudging to go in there. And she was, but I don't. And I'm from Manchester, Dave, and she seems like a lovely girl, but there's something off, and I can't stand the Manchester accent. I'm sure if I was down there, I'd hate my own accent. And I don't know what it is. She's got a proper Mancunian accent from near where I live and everything. But when I hear it on telly, I'm like, oh, it just like fucking nails down a chalkboard. And that's really bad. You know, I'm proud of being a Mancunian, but on TV, when I hear the accent from men or women, and Callum's the same, I don't know. It just goes through me. But I'm not buying any of this shit with them two at all. I think it's bollocks. I think by the end of this series, they're going to be proposing to her or something. I just don't believe any of it.
Is that, Chris, a Reality Radar prediction? Because, yeah, well, we talked about this on episode one, but you didn't mention the radar.
No, and I haven't, and it's been a bit faulty, Dave, but I'll tell you what, I've got four new AAA batteries. That's a very good spot, Dave. Yes, so my Reality Radar prediction is they will ride off into the sunset and try and ride it out as the love story to win all, Dave. That's what I think anyway. Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wobbling, to be honest. I mean, I get it, and it just seems all a bit too convenient, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, they just split up 6 months ago, but it takes a while to put these shows together. You know, they don't just ring someone up and then next week you're out there on the plane. I don't. It seems off to me. However, you know, some of the awkwardness, the conversations and stuff, and I don't really credit Callum to have the ability to act. He just seems like quite a simple bloke. You know, I'd get on with him, I'm sure, but he just, there's no sort of nuance or craft to him at all. And I just think, are they really playing it up? Or some of the like really barbed comments, mostly from Molly, you know, they seem authentic to me. So I do think, though, that is the trajectory they're on, you know, because he obviously picked her. He could have picked anyone. She's picked him, despite all the stuff with Chris. But I'm enjoying their kind of awkwardness. And if they're putting it on, fair dues, but I'm enjoying that awkwardness because let's face it, normally Love Island is, you know, you throw in all these narcissists and, you know, they do all these games and it's all a bit fun, isn't it? It's a bit of a joke and then someone catches feelings and then it's not a joke anymore. Whereas these guys have been in a proper relationship and given their ages, you know, it's been a big part of their adult life. And so, you know, these little challenges and stuff, it's not just a bit of fun. And like Chris going up and like, you know, almost leaping on her for the kiss and stuff. You know, it in the backdrop of Callum being there, you know, again, it's just not a bit of fun. I have to say, Chris, I have been enjoying Chris this week. I mean, I felt like when he came in, was it season 5 when he started the whole salmon thing off? Like, that was his thing, wasn't it? That was the only thing you knew Chris for. I seem to remember about him. He seemed all right, but he seemed fairly dull because he came in quite late. Whereas, and I know you'd seen him in on this other reality show program where they're in an apartment or whatever, but he seems to have more, because he's come in as an OG this time, I think he's got more screen time. He's actually pretty funny, isn't he? And there were a couple of things. I mean, they had the three-way kiss, and that was the conversation starter with Molly. And as you say, something like, you know, it was a good kiss, but, you know, it was a bit uncomfortable, the feel of another man's beard. And then the other thing, when he had the kiss with Molly, he was saying to Anton about Margaret Thatcher on a cold day. Margaret Thatcher on a cold day. Now, I don't know if you got that reference, Chris, but of course that's what Austin Powers was saying. And Anton just had this vacant expression, like he had no idea what he was talking about. And I'm like, yeah, I think Chris.
Yeah,
and, you know, he should join us for like a VHS podcast, shouldn't he? You know, because I feel like some of his pop culture references are lost on some of these guys.
Yeah, and I, you know what? Then now you've said it, I knew it was from a film. We covered it. I knew it was from a film, but I didn't twig until you've just said it. Oh, that's done me that completely. But I do like Chris. I do like him. I thought he was a little bit off what he did, and then he had a chat with him, didn't he? I just think that was him being maneuvered into doing something. You know, and they said, like, they've done it in the past with, like, Davide and Ekin-Su, and that lad was told, one of the Scottish lads, to go and just go and cause mayhem, and he didn't. And then the next minute, Ekin-Su come out and cause, and it felt like he'd been told as, like, a bit of a right, you need to put, you know, Molly reciprocate the kiss. I love the old classic line, though, when someone kissed on Love Island, they go, well, he kissed me.
Yeah.
Oh, did you pull away? Because if they went to kiss you pull away, but you kissed them back. So you kissed each other. And then, because, well, we'll get on to Louis, because what was fucking brilliant towards the end of the week. My God. But you know, that old classic line. But Callum didn't seem arsed about the kiss, did he? He wasn't bothered one bit about the kiss, which I thought, 3-year relationship, all right, you're not together. He said to the lads, like, I'm not arsed and that, but you're like, you would be. You're still someone you spent time with, you thought you were going to marry, and you had dogs and the house and everything. And it's still hard to see, isn't it? No matter whether you've moved on or not, you might wish them well, but you still, there'll still be that thing of, like, that pang of, like, jealousy, I suppose. I think that's just human nature. We'd all be like that. But
he's totally arsed, isn't he? Totally arsed.
That's what I mean.
It's completely consistent with him that he'd say, yeah, not arse me. You know, that's exactly how he'd come across, you know. But inside, you know, and what was he saying? Complimented her on how she looked or something. And she's like, oh, God, you know, together for 3 years, never said anything like that. It's like, yeah, it's growth, innit? It's just like, you've got a long, long way to go, I think. He's just very, very closed in terms of, like, you know, his own emotions and speaking about how he feels and stuff. I think he's got miles to go, but like I say, Chris, if it's all for show, I'm still here for it, to be honest.
Oh, 100%. And then we've got Louis, obviously season 1 alumni, Dave, come in. He's been quite, you know, chilled, and you know, he's had a chat with Demi, had a chat with Kaz, and I like what Kaz did. And Mitch sort of just went, good for you, sort of thing. I don't think there's anything sinister in it. I've really missed that one completely. Louis kisses, you know, Demi. really think, considering what he's just said to Kaz, Kaz picks him and then kisses her on the terrace, and then they go to the pick, sorry, it's just before the pick, he kisses Demi. But then Lewis does the old classic Batfink deflection tactics, and it's all Mitch's fault, so much so that Kaz is even feeling sorry for Lewis, and Lewis and Mitch have a proper set to, and Mitch wasn't backing down, and I thought, this is like season one. These were the sort of kickoffs that, not necessarily with Lewis, these were the sort of kickoffs with the contestants, you know, in the first couple of series, Dave, where it was like Grant and Dingy in the Aussie one, you know, where
Grant,
like,
they had Crap.
Grant Crap and what's he called, the bloody Mr. Steroid.
Began with an E, but I can't remember. I can picture
Eden.
Yeah.
And they had that massive kickoff. So this was very reminiscent. I was like, oh, it's going to kick off. But I just felt Lewis was doing the old, this is all your fault. And I'm like, well, you kissed Emmy. You've led both the girls on. You're in that situation. And I think he sort of thought, hang on a minute, I've reacted here. He's obviously a little bit of a hothead. He was like, right, let's just say sorry. And they did squash it. It was done. But I don't think Lewis come off very well in that whole scenario, Dave, even if he was trying to deflect the whole thing.
Very well. I thought he came across like a grade A prick, Chris. Absolute
well, yeah.
prick. I'm sure we've spoken about this in the past, but I think it was during lockdown. I tried to watch about 10 minutes. Well, I tried to watch a bit of season one. I got about 10 minutes in and I had to turn it off. There was something so toxic about it, just about how the lads were behaving. I was like, oh, I can't watch this. And now, to be fair, I think it wasn't that long after the whole Caroline Flack thing. So that added a different dimension to it as well. But I'd seen some of the clips from season one where both Lewis and Josh were being just utter knobs, like really nasty to the girls, not just being a bit off and whatever. And so I'd seen that before from Lewis. And so when that all kicked off, I just thought, this is an interesting dynamic where you've got these characters from these people from different seasons, you know, and where it's got a bit more, where people have been a bit more aware that they're being filmed, you know, and kind of, I don't know if they're just naturally just a bit nicer characters maybe that have been cast. But yeah, I thought Lewis came off really, really badly there. And, you know, Mitch, ultimately Lewis was just not happy that, you know, Mitch had called him out, because he's like, yeah, I was going to tell you. Bullshit. You weren't going to tell her at all. You're just going to do your thing, and you're so pissed off because you've been caught out. That's all it is. Now, the thing is, you know, if it did get into the old fisticuffs, Chris, I don't think it'd even be a contest, if I'm honest. So, you know, Mitch giving it the old Bertie Big Bollocks did make me chuckle a bit. And you could see that, you know, Chris just seems a bit more worldly wise, doesn't he? And Mitch is like, I'm 27 and I can have a conversation. And Chris is like, if you go and say that, he's going to go nuts again, you know.
Yeah,
just wind your neck in. And
you know. Less is more. Less is more.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're listening, Lewis, I think you're an absolute prick. If my name isn't Chris Phelps.
Thanks, mate. Fucking bastard. Moving on, Dave. Moving on.
Do you not think the like, because they're representing sort of season one, Lewis and Josh, do you not think the pair of them are just knobs, like proper machismo kind of toxic masculinity? Josh comes in and says, oh, I can't believe, no, I don't know if he's from Blackburn or something, but I can't believe no one's making moves, like a bunch of virgins, like, oh, fucking, you know, twat.
But, to be fair, there's a bit in season one with Josh and Lewis where they're judging one of the girls' looks and that, which is really bad. But Josh, Dave, I've seen...
That was the clip.
Yeah. Isabella and Josh. He's done every... So when me and Sam watched loads of reality shows, MTV one, he's done X on the Beach a few times. He was with Charlotte Crosby from Geordie Shore. They had their own reality show. They were engaged, everything. He's from Bolton. He's just a fucking wannabe, Dave. I can't believe they even got him on this show. He absolutely knows how to play reality TV. Probably that's why he's on there. But he hasn't done a lot so far, he's just someone who he's been on all these different shows. Like, it's just he's been on everything. That's what he does. It's his career. It's just reality TV. So yeah, I didn't like him when he was with Charlotte Crosby. Me and Sam watched that show. His family seemed all right, but he just fucking, it's a different dimension and it's a different world completely that they live in to anyone else. I think once that career, yeah. It's just everyone knows each other. There's loads of people on this show. We saw it with the Aussie one where there was a couple of the contestants with the same agent having meetings, and someone had filmed it like a camera hidden in some coffee shop, and then they acted as if they didn't know each other on the show. This is the same thing. They've all been to Love Island reunions, everything.
You can tell from some of the conversations, these people have all met each other before.
Yeah, 100%. 100% in one way or another. The way they talk about each other, it don't make any sense, does it? It's almost as if they appear on Love Island and someone adds them to the WhatsApp group of all the contestants and everyone's, it's just random, isn't it?
You think about it, like say you're in fucking wherever it is, Magaluf, and you know, you've got a Love Island star from season X and another one from season Y. Of course you're going to gravitate to each other. You're going to have a chat, aren't you? Oh, you know, what was your experience like and stuff like that? So I hadn't thought about it before we, you know, started working our way through this week, but the whole thing with like Georgia S and Toby and, you know, just some of the other conversations as well with Anton, you can just tell that these people have all known each other, you know, some on the outside, if you like.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? And that's what I think as well. Like, obviously, was it Josh and Georgia had some sort of relationship? Georgia H had had some sort of relationship, and obviously Anton's making a play for her, and it was just like, you're going nowhere with this, Anton. Do you know what I mean?
Is it Georgia H or Georgia S with the fringe?
Maybe it's Georgia. Maybe it's Georgia S, Dave. You might be right. One of them, they've had a
Georgia
relationship.
Georgia Fringe. Let's call them.
Yeah, Georgia Fringe. Georgia Winkleman. Yeah. But yeah, it is that. And I do think that's what...
Right, Georgia Steele. A quick
Steele,
Google.
That's it. Yeah. Georgia Steele, Dave. Georgia Steele, that's it. So that's what I think. I'm not struggling with it, because I like the fact that they've played the game. They know they have to create drama, but I don't know. Just go on, me laughing out.
Fuck me. I just Googled, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the pictures just come up.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell. It must be from season one, but Jesus Christ, it looks like Jimmy Savile's wet dream. She looks fucking 16 or something.
Jesus, David, I didn't know where you were going with that.
One there. She looks like she's not left school yet. Jesus Christ, what are the producers doing? Sorry, Chris. what were you saying there?
You know, derailed.
It had me thinking, so I'm like, oh, fucking hell, she still seems really young. Like, you know, well, she's even, 25 and she was on season one. That doesn't make sense. But yeah, I didn't expect it to
look that good. Sorry, Scott. Gemma Owen was within the boundaries of it. She was 18, just once. So that was like what we were watching. But no, it's just there's something with it that I'm enjoying. But also, I'm sort of thinking like, because they're more desperate this second time, they'll do anything. So I think the producers may have a field day as this goes on, and that it might just be create drama after drama because they know this is their second chance at, you know, making it. The ones who've made it off Love Island but probably will not be on this show, the ones who've got like a proper career off the back of it, and there's a few. I mean, one of the biggest ones is Josh, who does he does like the overlap with Roy Keane and Gary Neville. He's started doing football presenting on Sky and on YouTube, and then he does the road show. If it's not him, it's Kenny Dalglish's daughter. And they do all the live shows, and he does the fan stuff on Sky. He's done really well out of it, Josh. Josh Denzel, I think it is. He's done really well. But and there's a few others who've done excellent off the back of Love Island. But yeah, I don't know. I will say I'm enjoying it, and I'm enjoying the fact we can have a chat. It's Love Island. We're just taking the piss out of these wannabes. And I think as time goes on, we'll see. But I will say, Dave, Anton's gone back to type. He's exactly Anton. Mitch is doing Mitch, you know, like we've only just lost Mitch and he's still doing the same thing. I don't think he's anything too bad with what he's been doing, but
So Mitch and obviously we talked about Lewis and Mitch and the whole kickoff and Kaz, you know, just literally picked Lewis and then, but you know, because the whole kiss thing, she's like done with him. So, you know, Lewis and Demi seem to have a bit of a spark there. But Mitch, I mean, I don't know what shape this is. It's more than a triangle, isn't it? Because Mitch, his priority seems to be Demi. And Liberty, I still think, you know, is playing this character. So she needs to kind of cozy up with Mitch. But I'm just not sure he's that into Liberty. So how do you think that whole, whatever shape that is, you know, how do you think that's all going to go?
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't think it's going to go. I think I'm completely with you. I don't think he's into her. I don't think she's into him. It was more a case of she ended up with Jake because of the public and they ended up together and we didn't really see much between them anyway, did we, from what we were showing on the show? Yeah, I'm the same. I don't know, Dave. There's something off. Like I say, Liberty, I'm not liking it. I think, like, even this week with Demi, like, there was a situation where I think Kaz and Liberty were being off with Demi, but obviously then Demi goes and kisses Louis as and doesn't tell anyone. But then Demi comes over like, oh, give me a hug. And I'm like, you've just been rumbled for kissing Kaz's recoupled with. I'm sure Kaz was correct at that point, but I think there's a little bit of bitchiness before that, which they're friends, the close friends. They obviously don't feel, and Demi is like, she's very scatty, isn't she? She's very like, you know, together. I mean, I don't know about that outfit she had on, Dave. I think they'd run out of fucking material. Yeah. So, but when she did go to kip to hug Kaz, I was pissing myself up. Like, I'd be the same going, no, fuck off. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know how that'll play out with Luis at all. I think he's going to get with a few girls when he's in there, Dave.
Yeah. And you say about Anton as well. It's proven that, you know, season 5 was less about the people who were coming in and it was more about Anton. You know, he talks about being pied and stuff, but I don't know. I quite like him. You know, he comes across with all this bravado, but he seems quite chilled. I quite like him, but certainly no one in there for him. I mean, him and Hannah are like in a friend couple now, aren't they? But, you know, that sort of won't go anywhere. What do you think, though? I mean, we talked about Toby and Georgia Steele. I mean, Toby was so messy. Talk about messy Mitch. You know, again, he's created that name for himself. But for me, Toby was way messier. You know, and so he's not changed at all, has he? I mean, I just wonder, you know, because people were like, oh, he's a knobhead. And then you sort of warmed to him. And then he got together with, oh, what's her name? It starts with a C. It's not Charlotte. It's going to bug me now. But something Burrows for some reason.
Chloe Burrows.
Chloe, that's it. Yeah.
He might be going in.
Yeah. But I that would be good. But I just wonder at what point these kind of, you know, you cut Toby a bit of slack. Everyone say, you know, all the girls like, oh, he's so nice, isn't he? But he just fucks around with people's feelings, you know. Yeah. And the whole conversation with, like, Georgia, you know, he just literally gone and had a conversation with Molly. And then he's like, yeah, well, we said we're open, aren't we? You know, because and so we're going to do that. But it's like this unsaid sort of thing, isn't it? There's being open and then there's kind of like, you know, there's being open until things develop to such a stage when you don't have to be open anymore, you know. And I think she thought she was on that path, whereas Toby's like, well, that basically means like we can be polyamorous or whatever the word is, you know. I'm just going to try and crack on with Molly. But, you know, that might not go well, so you're still here. it seems to me like, you know, trying to explain to a small child, you know, the intricacies of quantum physics, you know, it's just not there in his head. So yeah, he was starting to do my head in a little bit, if I'm honest. And again, I don't think he's playing up to the character necessarily. I think that just is him, but I just wonder at what point do you stop cutting him some slack for basically dicking people around?
Yeah, and that will play out, I think, as it's gone on, Dave, as well, won't it? Like, as we're going now, there's going to be different things thrown up. I mean, look, we've got fucking Arabella coming, who we were talking in the chat. She was with, you noticed that she was with Ruben Diaz from Manchester City, wasn't she? So she's just come out of a relationship with a footballer to go on Love Island. But she wasn't memorable in the series she was on. I don't think she created a lot of waves, really, Dave. I think she's coming in as a bombshell. She's coming in again.
I mean, she did at the time, but I had to think quite a lot. And I think someone mentioned the name. I remembered she got with someone that, you know, had said, you know, I'm closed off pretty much. You know, I won't have my head turned. And then literally the next episode, you know, she comes in and it's like, doing, doing, doing.
Yeah.
It was straight off. And it was Danny and Yuandi, wasn't it? I think it was Danny. And so she ended up, Danny, like, completely ran the other way and ran towards Arabella. So I remember her being quite controversial because everyone was really pissed off, you know, especially at Danny. Wasn't that kind of the whole reason the other girl who was like, bye, bye, you know, remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, fucking hell, yeah. So
she's not that memorable. I mean, she has got those kind of model looks, hasn't she? But I think it's more the chaos around her rather than her herself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, possibly. And I think like the lads, it's like anything. Whenever a bombshell comes in, whether it's a girl or a lad, all heads are turned, aren't they, Dave? Everyone's like, oh, hang on a minute, what's this shiny new toy that's coming? So this will be interesting. It's gonna be people turning straight away. We know that, but that's what Love Island's about. And it maybe she will bring the heat this time. I think maybe Josh might make a play for her. Maybe Louise, but look, Anton will be there, whatever happens, Dave. He's going to be there. Mitch will, you know, Mitch, fucking brilliant, Mitch. He will actually. He'll be straight away going, yeah, I'm quite open to it. You know, yeah, you're absolutely stunning, you know, like he does. His fucking lines are terrible. He's got no chat whatsoever, that lad.
But he thinks he really does, doesn't he?
He does.
He's almost got chat. He says lines as if they're funny one-liners, but they're not funny one-liners. Occasionally, he'll stumble across one, but yeah, I think I feel like he thinks he's much funnier than he is.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So anything else, Dave, before we go?
No, that's it. I'm looking forward to, you know, do we think, obviously, Lucinda was in on the Australian Love Island, wasn't she? I don't quite know how that finished. So presuming she's not all coupled up and stuff, so she might come in. I would have thought you mentioned about Chloe possibly coming in. There is something slightly nostalgic about watching this, you know, and less about the drama and just remembering all these dead legs that I haven't cared about for years. And it's like, oh, yeah, I remember you, you know. So I am actually enjoying it, to be honest, for that reason.
Yeah, me too. And I do think, Dave, having looked at Instagram, Chloe Burrows has said about going on a holiday, needs a holiday. And one of our nemesis has also said about a holiday, Dave. I was talking about Olivia, Dave, who was in Fast and Furious. Oh, you could see a hand somewhere in Fast and Furious. No. She was a method actress with Vin Diesel, I believe. But anyway, that's just a rumor, Dave. Fucking if she does, I know you're going to message me going, right, fuck God, off, Chris. No. I am out.
That is where I draw the line. She must have been the most annoying character. Like,
she loved herself.
In Love Island history.
Yeah, she fucking loved herself, didn't she? Unbelievable. But anyway.
Can you imagine if she comes in and then Kai? it's Kai. Oh.
Well, you've come in with someone else. What, do you mean like you have? Yeah, but that's not the point. I want to fucking make this point because I want to come in with them. And I thought you were going to do this to me, but you still did it, didn't you? Exactly the same. Fucking brilliant. Okay, Pinocchio, you carry on. Oh, brilliant, Dave. If she does come in though, Dave, it'll be ridiculous because me and you will be so annoyed, but we'll be like, I can't wait to talk about her because she's just ridiculous. Oh, my God. Anyway, if you want to email us, tell us what you think of the show, cdrealitycast@gmail.com, cdrealitycast on social media, Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. Please go over to Facebook. We're on the race to 700 friends over there, and we're getting there as well. We're about 670 now, so let's see if we can get that cracked off before the end of this series. And now, if you do want to support us, get over to patreon.com/CDRealityCast. And also, if you do have time, please drop us a review on your podcast catching app. It just helps myself and Dave not only get to number one, but we end up going past number one, Dave, in some of the biggest countries in the world, like Papua New Guinea, Georgia, you know, places like that. All these places, you know, you'll find us on your podcast catching up. So please drop us a review. Good or bad, we love reading them out, especially if you take the mick out of one of us. We both love poking fun at each other, which is good stuff. So the roll call of honour, and a massive thank you to Sinead, Jesse, Katchus, Sims, Andrea, Nick, Danielle, Kim, Amanda, Larissa, Helen, Nicola, Emma, Fiona, Cassie, Megan, Maggie, Zoe, Gillian, Keith, Helen, Chloe, Noreen, Joanna, Libby, Katie, Dee Dee, Susan, Hennessy, Lauren, Lucky Lulu Green, and Kent Gustafson. So thank you so much, guys. That list became bigger and bigger, and I keep tripping over at the start, Dave, because of our newest Patreons. But thank you so much for all your support, guys. It truly is amazing that you support our podcast. We really appreciate it.
It is. It is so humbling. I know we always say it, but you know, it's absolutely fantastic. And if you're waiting for Traitors, we will get that out at some point soon as well. So going into the final week there, Chris, absolutely can't wait. But in terms of Love Island, I mean, week one is usually a bit of a slow start, isn't it? So I'm expecting the temperature to ramp up a bit, certainly from now. But anyway, thank you very much, sir. Thanks to all our listeners. Thanks to all our supporters. And we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.